Hey everybody, welcome to the new episode of Snapcast, a podcast all about Snapchat. I'm your host, Nate, and welcome to the show. Let's get things going. Hey everybody, how'd you like that new intro? I just kind of toyed around with some of the background music and thought that one was kind of chill and relaxing and fun. I don't know, something different. Like I said, 2020 is the new year for new things for this show. So yeah, Snapchat, what's going on? There's a lot of cool things happening right now. I saw a Bitmoji TV ad, not TV ad, but ad for Bitmoji TV that's coming. Launches on February 1st, which, looking at the calendar, is a lot quicker than what I thought it was going to be. I don't know. Where did the month go? So yeah, that's always fun to look forward to. I don't know. Still a lot of questions on that, but we'll wait and see what happens with it. I think it'll be a fun experience. It's not going to game change anything, but neat. So some other things I noticed that were new on Snapchat this week were, they added your snap code as a permanent sticker to your, so you can add that to your snaps. Very fun, very cool. The benefit of doing that, by the way, if people don't know, you can add that sticker to a snap and send it to just the Our Story thing, and that'll show up geolocated on the snap map. So when people like browse that to like see snaps happening in their area, they can see your snap code and they can do like a quick screenshot and give me a follow. Kind of neat, because honestly the discoverability of new people on Snapchat is tough. I know it's meant for like people you already know, but I like to use social media for stuff, for finding for people that I don't know that I might want to know. And yeah, it's kind of cool. So some different stuff there. It's a step in the right direction. Kind of cool. Something new. We'll see if it works or not. Probably have a feeling that it won't. I don't think that most people honestly know to screenshot that to follow stuff. But maybe they do. I don't know. I don't think they do. I think people just kind of just think it's a thing. But whatever. The other big thing, so I don't often talk about like the business side of stuff with Snapchat on here. And I kind of, that's what really interests me more, about it, to be honest. So, there's always these news stories about, how well it's performing as far as like ads and revenue, and brands will talk about how the money that they spent on ads has way bigger promise than other places like Twitter or Instagram or Facebook or whatever. So Snapchat's stock has been like skyrocketing, in a sense, since, it did that, or since that those kind of stories have been coming out. There's been a lot of, big jumps in the stock price of the Snapchat stocks. And, my wife just came in the room and looked at me. I didn't tell her what I was doing. I often don't really talk about what I do on this show to her. I don't think she even knows that I still do it, but I just got caught. So anyhow, you can purchase Snap stock on the Square Cash app. If you haven't already had that app before, you should get it. It's pretty cool. It's an easy way to send money to friends and stuff. You can get a debit card through it, do boost things, all these other different stuff. About 2 years or so ago, they did a thing where you could buy Bitcoin through it. And then randomly I was in that app the other day and tapped a little chart looking thing, and you can buy stock in it. So you can buy stock for, I think, pretty much any company. But Snapchat's one of them, and makes it an easy, cool, streamlined way to invest. So I might throw some money at that and see what happens, and I don't know. Maybe I'll be an owner of this company in some way, or shape, or form. But yeah, so there's just that going on. So nothing else big going on. I got contacts again, so I'll be wearing my Snapchat, my spectacles a little more, but problem is I live in Michigan and it's not sunny this time of year, so kind of prohibits wearing sunglasses, but yeah, so that's always fun to look forward to. I love spectacles and everything that surrounds them. So yeah, so that's pretty much all I got for this week. I appreciate everybody listening. Let me know your feedback. I feel really embarrassed that my wife found out what I was doing. It's like getting caught red-handed just being a total nerd. Anyway, talk to you guys later. Bye.